Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 69. Lows dip down to about 41. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 72. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Upper 60s. Wednesday, upper 70s. Thursday, with a slight chance of rain. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Legislature wrapped up last week with potential cuts at the statewide level as they continue to work on their budgets for the upcoming 2026 and 2027 fiscal years. As KSNT News reports that the Senate Committee on Ways and Means got the approval on Friday to amend their appropriations for the Senate Substitute for Substitute House Bill 2007 that made recommendations to cut funding for various different statewide agencies, including the Sunflower Summer Program, the Small Business R&D, Public Broadcasting, the Workforce Registry for Child Care, and Safe and Secure Schools. Some of the government agencies, however, are pushing back, saying that things like the Sunflower Summer Program allow Kansas tourism and give families the passports that they can use to track their visits to venues like museums, discovery centers, historical sites, water parks, amusement parks, zoos, and other amenities in the state. According to the Senate committee, that program alone would help save near $500,000 in Kansas.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Spring football is back. It's the UFL kickoff weekend. Friday, the St. Louis Battlehawks take on the Houston Roughnecks in primetime. Then Saturday afternoon, the San Antonio Brahmas lock horns with the Arlington Renegades at 3. And if it's Saturday night, it's baseball night. Baseball night in America returns with the Braves versus the Padres at 6 p.m. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for nearly 50 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kansas Division of Emergency Management has announced that they will be hosting their statewide virtual disaster preparedness summit coming up on Tuesday, March 25th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. As KSN News reports, according to the Division of Emergency Management, they say the summit is set to help Kansas residents learn how to prepare for disasters, including storm safety, alert and warning notifications, fire safety, mitigation, along with other crises. If you would like to participate in the preparedness summit with the Kansas Department of Emergency Management, you can get the information by going to the Division of Emergency Management's website for the Zoom link or by calling the telephone number of 785-414-8636 and using the conference ID number. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has received a new bill that was passed by the state legislature requiring quarterly reports of Kansas non-citizens' driver's license to be checked. They say the bill passed out of the House with an 83-35 vote that would require a monthly report to the Secretary of State's office with personal information for the non-citizens.
As a business owner, you've worked hard to build your operation. Faced with constant challenges, we know how important it is when it comes to protecting the future of your company. Blue Valley Insurance offers a variety of plans to ensure you're properly covered, from shielding you against financial loss to protecting your employees. With one comprehensive policy, you know you'll have the coverage you need when you need it. Contact Blue Valley Insurance with offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers wrapped up last week announcing that the state would be enforcing their Delta 8 enforcements when it comes to marijuana efforts in the state of Nebraska, saying that some shops have been selling things that may not necessarily be legal.
First of all, what they do or do not know and what is legal and not legal, I think is a separate question. I think a lot of these people do know what they're selling. It's got all sorts of bad materials, or they've taken a blind eye. But this is to Andrew's question. I think there's a presumption in society that they abused and took advantage of. That if you see a retail shop, if I see a Subway store, or if I see something in a strip mall, that what they are selling is legal. I think that is just a base level assumption in the state of Nebraska. And so if you do see hemp shop show up, like I assumed as a dad, as a member of this community, that the hemp shops in Nebraska, in Lincoln, were selling legal goods.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Save big money now at Menards. Transform your space with Window Image's light filtering cordless cellular shades. Its energy-efficient design traps air, making your rooms cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. The soft fabric filters light for the perfect combination of function and fashion. And they can be trimmed to it for free in-store. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The board's working with them to get job descriptions and work on annual evaluations. There was extended discussion regarding the change in prescription coverage for county employees. The county clerk is getting ready for city and school municipal elections this year. County council are starting to discuss a tax sale. Public Works continues work on roads and maintenance. Emergency management is gearing up for fire and tornado season, and the weather spotting class has been rescheduled. Sheriff full staffed in the jail, but still down two officers. One is currently attending academy. The treasurer reports second half 24 taxes are due May 10th. Extension is busy doing tax returns and signing people up for Social Security and Medicare with supplements as they turn 65. The county attorney advised local crime is increasing. The appraiser noted valuation notices have gone out. They're busy setting appeal hearings. Personal property notices will be mailed May 1st. The appraiser's office is seeking contractors for bids for the office construction and repair from recent water damage. Clerk of the District Court has a couple of upcoming jury trials. Register of Deeds receiving oil and gas leases. The Agency on Aging has seen an increase in out-of-county rides. Health Department is sponsoring a community baby shower Saturday, April 26th, in conjunction with community partners from 9 to noon. This is also Drug Take It Back Day. The Health Department will be coordinating school visits this spring with their community outreach clinics. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Senior Services advised of an open house for the Senior Hub at the Community Building in Seneca, planned Monday, March 31st, from 1 to 3:30. Gage County Board of Supervisors continued discussion on a request for a consultant proposal for engaging in design, siting, and construction administrative services for a proposed multi-custody county jail, with unanimous approval following for an RFP for the project due April 16th. The board approved a one-time $7,000 contribution in support of one property at a time in Blue Springs for a tourism enhancement project. Low-level flights in southern Gage County are being conducted with aerial survey teams based out of the Beatrice Airport, expected to continue operations into mid-April. They're measuring natural variations in the Earth's magnetic field and gravitational changes in the area. There is no risk to people, animals, or plants with no energy emitted. No photography or video data will be collected, with helicopter flights around 200 feet above ground level along pre-planned flight paths. Fire destroyed the vacant Dempster Manufacturing Works in the South Beatrice late Saturday evening. Several departments responded to the blaze, which could reportedly be seen from miles away. U.S. 77 was closed for a time and not reopened until Sunday, as firemen were on the scene well over 5 hours, and some follow-up demolition was done the day after to avoid collapse onto the highway. The state fire marshal was investigating the fire, which began shortly before 10:30 p.m. Saturday. The building had been abandoned for a number of years as the city pursued cleanup efforts for the Superfund site, which contained asbestos and toxic remainders from the manufacturing facility. Public concerns with air quality were addressed Sunday by authorities, who declared no imminent danger, as winds were prevalent Saturday and would help disperse smoke. Norris Public Power announced Sunday the last of remaining customers in southeast Nebraska without power since a recent windstorm nearly a week earlier had been restored. At a peak, nearly 18,000 customers in a six-county region were down, with thousands left dark for days. Lancaster County appeared hardest hit, with miles of power poles taken down in the extreme wind. Valley Heights March School Board meeting has been moved to Monday evening, March 24th at 6 p.m. Washington County Emergency Management advising the spring tornado drill, which was canceled, will be conducted as a countywide event Tuesday, March 25th at 10 a.m. with a backup date April 1st. The drill serves as an opportunity for schools, nursing homes, and hospitals to review procedures for severe weather.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy overnight with the lows in the lower to mid 40s. With northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Some sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. North winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some sunshine Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some rain showers are possible throughout Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in lower to mid 80s. Rain showers may continue throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 60. Record high on this day, 88. The average low, 34. And the record low is 12 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:24. Sunset this evening at 7:43. 37 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 24th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:15. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, tater tots, garden blend, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and peaches.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction on Friday, March 28th, for approximately 350 acres of pristine Marshall County ground broken into three tracts. Tract 1 is comprised of 120 acres, Tract 2 sets on 151 acres, while Tract 3 holds 78 acres. All three tracts provide top-of-the-line production with prime cropland on a heavy majority of the property. All three tracts conveniently located 3 miles northeast of Marysville, sitting on the Okito Blacktop. Property is sold as is, where is, with buyer getting to plant this year's crops. In-person auction held Friday, March 28th, 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online registration and bidder's terms must be completed no later than March 26th at noon. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Dinkenbrink at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust in Midwest.
The men are down to 16. The women will be at 16 tonight. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. First weekend of the NCAA tournament, and on the men's side, the field of 68 down to 16. And there's just one double-digit seed after Arkansas's win over St. John Saturday. Yesterday, the top seed in that West region survives. Florida outlasts UConn and ends the Huskies' bid for a three-peat.
It's a great win for our program. The time was now for us to take that next step. Getting Florida basketball back where it belongs and, being in the Sweet 16 is a great step in the right direction.
Coach Todd Golden, Gators move on and get Maryland to beat Colorado State, the 12 seed, on a buzzer beater at the end. Another double-digit seed also losing yesterday. New Mexico was beaten by the 2 seed, Michigan State, 71-63. Spartans move on in the South region to face the 6 seed, Ole Miss, with a win over Iowa State, 91-78. In the East region, top seed Duke runs its win streak to 13, an 89-66 win over Baylor. Up next for Duke is Arizona, which tops Oregon 87-83. Arizona and Duke, a combined 51 Sweet 16 appearances between them. Alabama gets past St. Mary's. They'll face BYU next. Midwest, Kentucky beats Illinois 84-75, advancing to a matchup with Tennessee. On the women's side, top overall seed UCLA was tied at halftime, but runs away and beats Richmond in the second half, 84-67. They get Ole Miss in the Sweet 16. South Carolina also advances, beating Indiana, despite trailing at the half. Coach Dawn Staley.
The game is 40 minutes. I think within that time frame, we can get to our good habits. And we did that coming out of halftime in the third quarter.
South Carolina wins by 11. NBA, Denver a 5-point win over the Rockets. Nuggets are now one game behind Houston for second in the West. Thunder beat the Clippers. OKC has won 11 of 12 this month. Cavs snap a four-game skid, a 29-point rout of Utah. Celtics with 23 three-pointers and beat Portland 129-116.
It's spring, which means it's the best time to shop for all the new looks you love at Macy's. Like bold floral midi dresses, light and airy linen suits for any occasion. Updates like must-have denim handbags that bring the whole look together, and so much more. So come into Macy's today and find a few of your favorites for spring. Or maybe even more than a few.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Futures suggest a higher opening for stocks as traders search for clues about where the markets might move. The Wall Street Journal says investors are studying reports they used to ignore, like bar and restaurant spending or auto loan application rates. On Friday, the major stock averages posted minor advances. The Dow Jones picked up 32 points to end the week just under 42,000. The S&P rose a fraction. The NASDAQ composite gained 0.5% on the day. German software company SAP has overtaken Danish healthcare firm Novo Nordisk as Europe's largest company by market capitalization. Novo Nordisk has seen disappointing test results from its weight loss drug. Popular DNA testing company 23andMe, meanwhile, is filing for bankruptcy protection, and its CEO is stepping down. California's Attorney General is reminding Californians of their right to delete their genetic information from the 23andMe service. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. On your farm, broadcaster Sims back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Corn ethanol has gotten a second wind from President Trump and GOP lawmakers' plans to pull the plug on electric vehicles. President Trump and Hill Republicans propose ending EV tax credits and Biden tailpipe emission rules that favors EVs, plus cutting charging station funding. The ethanol industry had expected gas ethanol-powered vehicle sales to slow as EV sales picked up, but now Renewable Fuels Association's Troy Bradenkamp says the playing field's been re-leveled.
Long-term, we think that bodes well for the liquid fuel and the internal combustion engine, and in terms of liquid fuel, we think that we're one of the best options out there in terms of not only renewable, but emissions, and obviously price-friendly for the consumer.
Without EV tax credits, favorable tailpipe rules, and more chargers, the Washington Post reports industry experts see canceled investments and factory shutdowns. But what about hybrids that use both ethanol blends and electric power?
The hybrid vehicle also qualified for that tax credit, so the tax credit being eliminated would have an impact on hybrid technology. But I think at the end of the day, I think eventually both the consumers and the manufacturers hopefully get to the point where hybrid technology is the winner.
That would give ethanol a role in the best of both worlds technology, at least in light-duty vehicles. But Bradenkamp says the biggest prize remains in greenlighting nationwide year-round E15 sales.
That's going to lead to a lot more ethanol production. That's going to lead to a lot more corn grind and ethanol and corn demand, which is both very positive for the rural economy.
The Renewable Fuels Association says that could unlock a new 7 billion gallon a year market opening for ethanol and spur American energy dominance. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Monday morning, right here and only here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Brown recluse spiders are starting to make their appearance again in Kansas. K-State entomologist Jeff Whitworth explains where they have been and what people can do to help manage the brown recluse spider. He says where they are most likely to be found.
The brown recluse spiders, it's been asleep, in hibernation, in dormancy, whatever you want to call it, since October. They love barns, outbuildings, any place where there's lots of boxes, saddles, old equipment in storage. That's why this time of year I start getting calls about brown recluse spiders. Guys go out and start getting stuff out of their storage closets or their sheds or their barns that they haven't messed with all winter. You start seeing brown recluse spiders.
Whitworth shares where he has found the most brown recluse spiders in the past.
The number one thing to do is clean out storage closets, clean out sheds, clean out any place where there's equipment stored or boxes or they really like cardboard or insulation. They really like insulation. The best place we collected brown recluse spiders back when we were collecting them one time was a horse farm. Guys had a bunch of saddles, and I don't know why, but those saddles they hadn't used for a year or two. They were full of brown recluse spiders. So any old equipment, anything like that, remember, might have some grain, vegetation still attached to it, which attracts other insects. That's the food of the brown recluse spider.
He discusses what needs to be done to help get rid of the spiders as they start to come out.
They are cannibals. They will eat each other, but they will also eat recently dead insects. So they're scavengers, so they're really tough to kill. And when you spray a residual insecticide, if that brown recluse spider doesn't get into it while it's still wet, while it's still drying, or for about 24 hours, it's not going to be too effective on brown recluse spiders. We normally don't recommend treating with a insecticide or a curicide spray. Other than that, should get rid of a food source. If you spray often enough so that there's no crickets, no other spiders, no ants, no food source, then the brown recluse spider will go away also. So it's a matter of attrition. It may take a while.
That was K-State entomologist Jeff Whitworth on brown recluse spiders coming out in Kansas and what people can do to manage them and where people are most likely to find them. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks with Beatra 77 Lushstock. Hey, it's going to be a great day, a great week, maybe a little moisture. We've got a sale today, and certainly the Brent Cow sale on March 27th. That is the postponed sale, cow-calf bred cow sale, that will be at 11 o'clock. Well, here today, we're going to start at 11 also and have a smaller run. We got the way up cows and bulls. I think the most exciting part right now is the cattle on feed report was very friendly to the cattlemen. The markets reflected 212 last week in the case, certainly higher, 335 in the carcass, certainly about 10 or 12 higher, depending on the late last bids there way a week ago, but certainly the cattle fire caught fire, the cattle market caught fire on Friday. Here today with an 11 o'clock start, we've got a black baldy cow, broken mouth. She does have a set of twins, so we might have some extra calves there. There's a black and red bottle calves. They're going to be smaller calves, guys. So that is what we have in the calf market here today. Feeders are going to be light also. The 8 black steer and heifers coming out of Philly, they're going to be 4 to 650. That's the Philippi calves, the Paschold calves out of Firth. There's 8 black steer and heifers, very good calves, 450 to 550. Jason Meyer out of Roca has got 25 Jersey Angus steers. They're going to weigh that 600. Paul Sisko out of Burchard's got 34 black baldy heifers. Great set, green condition, 550 to 650. working right with them will be the Laughlin Angus out of Crab. There's 20 black heifers, guys. They're going to weigh 500 to 600. Shamaris out of Nebraska City's got 14 black heifers and steers. They're going to weigh that 400 to 600. And Ed Steinfeld out of Hanover, 13 black bull and heifers, 450. So that is the run right now. We'll certainly catch more here this morning with a 11 o'clock start. At high noon, we will get into the hay department. In the square bales, there's 437 bales. There's 98 second cut alfalfa. In the third cut, there's 15. In the fourth cut, 94. In the prairie, really nice stuff in the brome out there, guys. 174 prairie, 58 brome. There's 54 straw. In the big round department, there's 313 total. There's going to be 20 of 23 crop fifth cutting. In the first cut, there's 60 guys, protein of 20.64. In the second cut, we've got 14 and 8 is 23. In the third cut, there's 8. In the prairie department, we've got 8 with 1,600 pounds, 28 prairie at 1,558, an additional 19 prairie. Pretty nice looking stuff out there, guys, so come and take a look. In the brome department, also 72 bales. In the brome prairie mix, there is a total of 18. In the round grass, 37. In the round rye, 8. And in the round corn stalks, 28. We certainly want to talk about the postponed sale that will be happening on Thursday at 11 o'clock. Here it's our special cow-calf bred cow sale. The Hilt first calf families are certainly here. There's 35. They're going to be AI dams, AI sired calves. They're all worked and ready to go. February calves on those deals, guys. Really, really super set of cattle. In the cow-calf department, Hilt will have 35 4 to 8 year olds. And same story, the calves are all worked and ready to go to grass. Also in that cow-calf family will be the Quackenbush 20 families, guys, black and red. Little char color on them also, good kind of cattle. They're going to be in that 4 to 8 years, and those will be all families in that department. And the bred cows, there will be a total of about 60 head of bred cows calving mainly a March, well, I should say April, May on those right there. Might have a couple calves by sale date, but they'll be all worked. They'll be all mouth guys. And so that is our bred cow, cow-calf special on Thursday. That starts at 11 o'clock. So give us a call. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, the whole group certainly appreciate your business. And we certainly also want to talk about the April 14th sales building up to be a very nice sale with right around 200 yearlings and additional 7-weight steers starting to come in. So if you have cattle to look at, certainly give us a call. We appreciate it. Well, that is going to round it up. Hope you have a great day, and keep in mind, you know, certainly the way we go, you can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Bietra77.net.
7:31 from KNDY, 36 degrees at sunrise. Spring-like highs around 70 starts the week out. We could nudge temperatures a little warmer by midweek and then a cool down into the weekend again.
Overwhelmed by the thought of spring cleaning? Breaking it down into manageable portions may be all you need. We'll share that advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 24th, the 83rd day of the year. Magician Harry Houdini was born on this day, and in 1958, Elvis Presley became a private in the U.S. Army. Some people find the idea of spring cleaning to be so daunting that they don't even know where to begin. That's why you need to be mentally organized before you even search for the mop and bucket. Rather than a room-by-room approach, we suggest you divide your task into four basic areas: furnishings, flooring, appliances, and windows. Breaking it down makes each task more manageable. And here's a tip to save on cleaning supplies. In varying combinations, the basic ingredients of white vinegar, baking soda, and ammonia will handle just about any cleaning challenge. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
I'm Seb Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update, as it was an exciting weekend in the world of basketball. Let's start for the ladies. Kansas State women's basketball, the 5-seed in the Spokane 4 region, fought back from a late fourth court deficit and down the 4-seed Kentucky in overtime 80-79 in the second round of the 2025 NCAA tournament at Memorial Coliseum on Sunday afternoon. They've secured their fourth Sweet 16 appearance in program history and the first since 2002. They moved to 28-7 on the year, tied for most wins in program history. Up next, K-State advances to the Spokane 4 regional semifinal to the 2025 tournament and will face either the top seed USC or 9-seeded Mississippi State on Saturday. The game time and broadcast network will be determined tomorrow. For Wichita State University, their baseball team squandered their chances in their finale loss 11-5 against Tulane, and also in the softball field. It was Compton carrying the Shockers over UTSA as they get the victory over the weekend 13-5. Shockers also win the CUSA championship in women's bowling.
If you missed or want to relive your favorite team's broadcast,
Hanover will be your back-to-back 1A Division II girls champion as Hanover wins their fifth title in school history.
Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind at KNDYRadio.com.
It was blocked by Loizo. Lane with a block on an easy layup. Potential play. Now right side wing three, quick to Anderson. Yes! Anderson, three-pointers here in the first quarter for Frankfurt.
Whether history was made,
that will do it. The Lynn girls punch their first ticket to a state championship game with a 54-39 victory over Attica in the semifinal contest.
Or you want to relive the excitement, KNDY has had the coverage for over 50 years.
Long left-handed layup over defenders doesn't go. Parker knocks the rebound down all the way out front to Ava Smith. She'll play to Ann Torber at the other end. Fighting for position, takes it on a layup over Lauren O'Brien.
Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind or Coach's Corner at KNDYRadio.com and stay up to date with your favorite team all season long.
And that's all she wrote as the Axel Eagles break off the cap as Axel is your 2024-25 1A Division II champion for the second time in school history.
KNDY.